Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, Lord, not just me. Cover every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. And I'm trusting, as the music was playing, that you got it, your prayer list. You call those that need to hear that word today, and you begin to prepare your heart and your mind as you get in that set place. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, glory, and praise, Lord. Thanking you for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Father, we lift your name on high, Lord. So, Father, O God, as we come before you this day, Father, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, you see all prayer lists that is raised before you, hands being laid upon them this day, Lord Father. Father God, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you, glorify and magnify you, O God, for your will being done. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for every prayer that you have answered, answering, and about to answer, Lord. Father, we thank you for every praise report, Lord, Father, those that find it not robbery, Lord, Father, to share the testimonies and what you have done for them, Lord, Father. Father, for we take you not for granted, Lord, Father, not even this very day, O God, that we are here right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God, being able to do not just for ourselves, but for others as well, Lord. Father, I thank you for what you're about to do this day, Lord. And Father, I hold before you, covering them under the blood, every prayer warrior, every intercessor, watchman, leader that are standing in the gap, O God. Father God, for others, other than themselves, other than their families this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those states, Lord Father, that those tornadoes went through, Lord Father. Father, we are thanking you and glorifying you this day, Lord Father, for keeping us, Lord Father, keeping your people, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that heard you speak, Lord Father, Father, and warn others, Lord Father, we thank you and glorifying you this day, O God. Father, those that have lost loved ones, O God, we ask, O God, that you comfort their hearts. Father, give them peace right now, O God, for you say that you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. So we ask you this day, O God, to send your comforter to them, O God. Give them the peace that they need right now, Father, as they deal with the loss of their loved ones, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Michelle Ramsey, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jessica Leader, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, O God. As we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Father, you say healing is the children's bread. And Father, as we call, Lord Father, their names out before you, Lord Father, you know their bodies, Lord Father. You created it, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify you for their healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denise, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, I ask that you see the blood right now, Lord, Father God, covering the doorposts of her hospital room, Lord. Father, we thank you for your shield of protection, Lord. We thank you for every doctor, every nurse, Lord, Father, every attendant, Lord, Father, that is tending to her, Lord, Father. Father, come forth in your love right now in the name of Jesus as we continue to speak healing to her body. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, O God, Amelia right now, Lord Father, that has cancer, O God. Father Bobby, Jessica, Lord. Father God, Cohanzo, Keith, Tanisha, Jewel, Lord Father. We're holding them before you, O God, for we know, O God, that you're bigger, O God, than cancer this day, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching their bodies, touching their immune systems this day, O God. Father, those that are doing radiation, Lord, chemo, Lord, Father, strengthen them, O God. Touch their hearts and their minds, Lord Father. Father, as they keep their minds, Lord Father, stayed upon you and continue to decree and declare their healing, never giving up, Lord Father, but trusting in the God that you are, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathleen Warrer right now, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen her, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to use her, Lord Father, to spread, Lord Father, awareness of cancer this day as you continue to bring her through, Lord Father. Each and every stage of her life, Lord Father, that you're bringing her through, Lord Father, we pray supernatural strength, Lord Father, supernatural healing this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you day, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we say no weapons that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue just flowing through and through her this day in the name of Jesus. Father, you said by your stripes, O God, that we are healed, Lord. So we send forth, Lord Father, her healing and ministering angels this day, O God, to continue to touch and heal her body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we ask you, O God, to intervene on her situation, Lord. Father, you know what she's in need of, O God. And Father, we thank you for moving like never before, Lord, Father. We thank you for every door, O God, that you have opened that no man can close, and the door that you close that no man, Lord Father, can open, Lord. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory this day, O God. Father, today we pray for traveling mercies, Lord, those that are flying, Lord Father, over the highways and the byways, Lord Father, those that are on trains this day, O God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for them reaching their destination safely, Lord Father, canceling their assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you this day, O God, our schools right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for seeing the blood covering the schools, Lord Father. Father, as you take our children and grandchildren safely there, Lord Father. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against, Lord Father, traffickers, bullies, Lord Father. Father, we come against, Excuse him, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for seeing the blood, Lord, Father, covering our schools, Lord, our workplaces, Lord. Father God, the malls right now, Lord, Father. Father, the courthouses this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, oh God, for seeing the blood this day, Lord. Father, as we come against, Lord, Father, everything that is coming up, Lord, Father, that is not of you. The blood of Jesus is against it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak holy boldness right now within your people, Lord, Father, that they may rise up, O God, and open their mouth, Lord, and begin to pray war and intercede, Lord, Father, in their workplaces, Lord, Father, on their way, Lord, Father, to their jobs, on their way home, Lord, Father. Let them, O God, begin to war, Lord, Father, like never before, Lord. Father, for we know, oh God, that prayer changes things, Lord, Father. We know that prayer changes things, Lord, Father. And Father, once we stand in that authority that you have given us, Lord, Father, decreeing and declaring it, Lord, Father, calling those things that are not as though they are, oh God. Oh God, we know, Lord, Father God, that you're right there, Lord, Father. We know, oh God, that we have more fighting for us than against us this day, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for the hearts and the minds, oh God, that you have begun to prepare, Lord, Father, that have already prepared right now, Lord, Father. And Father God, we hold before you the fivefold ministry, oh God, those that are continually standing upon your word, Lord, Father. Father God, warning, Lord, Father, preparing, Lord, Father, and teaching your people this day, Lord, Father, not watering the word down, oh God. Father God, not taking away or adding, Lord, Father, but saying what thus say the Lord, Father. We thank you and glorifying you for them, oh God. So, Father, we ask you to continue to see the blood, Lord, Father. We thank you to keep that hedge of protection round about them this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father, every listener, Lord, Father, those that are listening now, those that are listening at a later date, Lord, Father. Father God, as we hold them before you, you know what they're in need of, oh God. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus in their lives this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, oh God, for salvation, Lord, Father. We thank you right now for healing, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for ways out of no ways that you continually make for us this day, oh God. For, Father, we take you not for granted, oh God. We thank you for life and that more abundantly, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that you can use us to be a light in someone's darkness, oh God. And, Father, as we are going through this holy week this day, Lord, Father, Father, let not just this week be holy, Lord, Father, but, Father, that we keep, Lord, Father, all days holy, Lord, Father, holy unto you this day, Lord, Father. Let not just 1 month, Lord, Father, or 1 week, Lord, Father, or just 1 day, Lord, Father God, be holy, Lord, Father, but all, Lord, Father, days, be holy, Lord. Father, forgive us, Lord, Father, where we have walked wrong, Lord, Father, contrary to your word this day, O God. Father, we thank you and glorifying you for your forgiveness, Lord. We thank you for being that God of many chances, O God. Father, we thank you that we can come before you and repent, Lord, Father. Father, we fail not to give you the praise, the honor, and glory that is due unto your holy name, Lord. For, Father, if you is for us, who can be against us this day, Lord? Father, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, Lord. Father, for we are to look, Lord, Father, about one another, Lord, Father. So, Father, this day I ask that you baptize us, Lord, Father, with your agape love, Lord, Father. And, Father, not just speak your word, Lord, Father, but speak it in love and show forth love this day, Lord, Father. Father, for you are love. And, Father, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord Father, for you love us, Lord Father. Father, we thank you because you gave us another chance, Lord Father. You gave us another day, Lord Father, in you, Lord. And Father, we take it not for granted. So, Father, I ask you this day, O God, to use us to be a light in someone's darkness this day. And find it not robbery in being kind, Lord Father God, to one another. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trusting that you are touching and agreeing for every prayer list that was raised, including your own. I'm trusting that you was getting your prayer on. I'm trusting you woke up this morning and you said, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well. You give God praise. Praise that you are walking amongst the land of the living and you are not standing in judgment this day. For none of us know that day when our name will be called. Where will he find us this day? What will our mindset be like? Would it be on him or would it be doing the things of this world this day? Take no day for granted. Know that every day that you woke up, every day that he wake you up amongst the land of the living is a gift. A gift from him. So many want the gift, but nobody wants the giver. Nobody wants the giver of life. So if that's you today that feel that you don't want the giver, I beg of you today to repent and accept him into your life this day as your Lord and Savior. I ask you to do so this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, we just welcome you to time to talk about it. I'm not the only one that can talk. You may have a testimony. You may have a prayer request or would like to accept Christ into your life. For those of you that are listening on another device and would like to call in, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. And press the number 1. And for those of you that are listening in live, you all can go ahead and press the number 1. Give God praise. I thank God for each and every one of y'all. I don't take you all for granted. Remember, when you share your testimony, and I will continue to say this, when you share your testimony of what God has done for you, you never know who is listening into this broadcast that you have given strength to. That when they are walking in that darkest place in their life, and with your testimony, light begins to show forth in their life, letting them know that they can make it through. They can make it through. Why? Because you made it through. God brought you through it so God can bring them through it. You begin to illuminate that light and darkness begins to disappear. Share your testimony. Don't be afraid or ashamed to do it. Don't be afraid or ashamed to share your testimonies. Your testimonies give life to someone else. It gives life to someone else. God is good. God is merciful. God is loving. God is long-suffering. When we look at the fruits of the Spirit this day, how much of it is operating within us? So, again, the show is time to talk about it. You can talk about it. One thing this show will not tolerate is any of those foul language operating on this broadcast. But you can call in. You can share your testimony. You may have a praise report. You may have a prayer request. Share it today. All you got to do is press that one. And this broadcast is heard by many nations, islands. So it's not just you and me hearing it. Picture your message, your testimony being just allowing God to use you in your testimony. In your testimony today. Know the God that you serve. Know the God that created you. And always remember, you are not who man say you are, but you are who God say you are. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this day. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you the word today. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gave you courage. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gave you courage. Courage to continue to love. God is love. Whatever you do, do it in love today. So I'm going to say, have you looked at the world lately? It's so cold. Yes. But you know what? You spread love. And when you spread love to one person, and then that person spread love, and it continues. And it continues. Again, each and every one of you, and I take you all not for granted. Today, I'm going to talk about what are you resurrecting? We are in the Holy Week, Resurrection Sunday is coming up. So I'm asking you today, what are you resurrecting? You can go ahead and click that one on your phone. For those of you, you can call in again. That number is 347-857-3925. And tell me today, what are you resurrecting? What is resurrection? It's the act or an instance of bringing something back to life, rebirth, renewal, revival, revive. Resurrecting means to bring back to life. Again, reviving, renewing. Let's look at the prefix re. Re is a prefix with the meaning again, back, or indicates repetition. Again, what are you resurrecting today? Heavenly Father, as I come before you, O God, I ask you, O God, to decrease me as you increase in me. Father, I ask you to use me this day, Lord Father. Father, to bring forth this word, Lord. Father, we thank you for the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive the word this day, Lord. Father, I ask that you speak through me, Lord Father. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, O God, be holy and acceptable unto you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Are you resurrecting this day? See, as we come upon Resurrection Sunday, where Jesus died on the cross, and he rose, and he went to hell, and he take the keys from hell, death, and the grave. He hold power to everything. You see, to put him on the cross, they stuck him in his side. Yet they couldn't kill him. He was the one that gave up the ghost. He was the one that gave up. No man took it from him. Just like no man on this earth can say that they went on that cross for us. Purpose of going on the cross to us was to resurrect us back to the Father. Reconcile us back to the Father. And we were separated from the Father the day you see Adam and Eve disobeyed God in that garden. And he sent how many people did God use? How many did he send to reconcile us back to him? None of them died on the cross other than his son. His son. I'm asking you today, again, are you resurrecting within you today? It's time for us to examine ourselves. It's time for us to stop playing games. For time is at hand. Are you speaking life over yourself, or are you speaking death today? Are you speaking life into your situations that you're dealing with, or you continually speak death? Because it's a life and death is in the power of our tongue. So what is it? Are we speaking out of our mouth this day? You see, When you turn your Bibles to John 11 and you read the 25th verse, because Jesus was speaking to Martha, he said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. What is he talking about? Say, he was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God in that garden, we became spiritually dead. Spiritually dead. When we begin to come into the knowledge of Christ, when we come out of the world and begin to serve your true and living God that is within you, when you begin to wake your spirit man up, when you begin to wake him up inside of you, there is life within you. You ever notice that when the things that you used to do, that you've been healed, delivered, and set free from, that other people that know you, that they look at you and they say, there's something different about you. There is a glow about you. There is a glow. They're not saying you're dark, but there is a glow. The light is illuminating around you because the light that is within is now shining through you, that they can see it all around you today. That's how you say, Lord, use us to be a light in someone's darkness today. Because darkness is just the opposite of light. Because when that light come on, you see everything. You see everything. And as we're going to talk about the three people today that Jesus rose from the dead, that he rose from the dead. For those of you that, you know, have your Bible, you can go to Luke chapter 7. Go to Luke chapter 7. And we're going to start at the 11th verse. And this is where Jesus rose the widow woman's son. You can follow along with me in your Bible. And for those of you that don't have your Bible, you can write the scripture down. Scriptures that we give you, and you can go back and you can read it for yourself. It says, and it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. and he delivered him to his mother. The word that he spoke and came to life, physical body right there. He spoke to that body because he had that power and he had the authority given to him by his Father, which is in heaven. And no, God didn't go with someone to produce him and no. The fact, that power and that authority, the first person that he rose from the dead was the widow woman's son. Go ahead, read it, research it. Today, we are so busy speaking death to our vision in our lives, in the lives of those around us, on your job. What is that? You're speaking negative. That's what I'm talking about. You're speaking negative. Instead of you, we speak because we all do it at times. Some of us more frequently than others. But until you know better, you can't do better. But when we know better, we ought to do better. And we ought to encourage others to do better as well. You have a vision. You have a dream. Continue to speak life into it. Continue to speak life into it. This is what I'm saying. What are you resurrecting? You may have that dream of having your own business, of traveling, whatever it is, but life was just throwing you all kind of curveballs, and you decide, you know what, forget it, I can't do this, I can't do that, not I can anymore, but I can't. If we change the way we speak, change the way we see, change the way we hear, we are able to go forth. Because whatever you see and hear, you're going to speak it. So if you can see yourself being set free, you can see yourself in that vision that you in picture and having your own business, seeing yourself traveling, seeing whatever, if you can see it. And as you're seeing it and in your mind you're saying it, you open your mouth, decree and declare it. Because now you're beginning to set that atmosphere of resurrection, that which you have let go. You now begin to speak life. So the vision is no longer dead, but you have brought it back to life. Your dream of traveling is no longer dead. You have brought it back to life. You begin to hope now. You begin to look forward. You begin to press forward now. And not allowing no one or nothing to stop you from going forward. The greater one inside of you that you allow now to operate within you is seeing you through everything. is now seeing you through everything. Remember that. The second person, we're going to turn to Luke chapter 8. And we're going to go to the 49th verse. That's where we're going to go. And it says, while he had spake there, came one from the ruler of the synagogue house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleep. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Now, this is why negative people, if you are around them and you are one that speak positive all the time, and then all of a sudden is negative, that's all they can speak. They can't see a light nowhere. But it's always negativity coming out of their mouth. And then you begin to speak negative your own self. You speak negative against your dream, your vision. And you're wondering why stuff are being there around you. Because now you change the way you speak. You changed the way that you was functioning before. Instead of speaking life, you're now speaking death. In order for things to happen, God, you have to put them out. Jesus put them out of the room. Put them out of the room. Who are you putting out of your room today? Who are you putting out of your space today? Or are you afraid to put them out of the space because they're your family? You know, they that call themselves friends. You don't want to put them out. Oh, I know this person from so long, but I can't put them out of, really? Who are you pleasing them? Is that what you're doing? And not going forward to do the things that God has called you to be? We ought to pay attention. Pay attention to the people that we have around us. Pay attention to the people that you're talking to. Because they're either going to speak life with you, touch and agree with you, or you're going to touch and agree with them with their negativity. It's either or. You have that choice. That's a decision that you have to make for yourself. Do you want this person around you that continues to speak negative of your dreams, your vision? You already have those outside of your circle doing it. because they expect nothing good of you. They're already out there doing it. So why do you need somebody inside of your circle instead of encouraging you, tearing you down? See, because God don't build you up to tear you down. He tear down everything and build from the ground up. And there is no other place to go but up in him unless you decide to change. You decide to go the other direction. But again, the choice is yours. When the Bible says, put off the old man is that you used to do. The things that you used to do, that you do no more when you come into Christ. The light begins to shine brighter and brighter and brighter when you put on that new man, that new creature. Yes. Some people are going to still see you as, oh, you used to do this and you used to do that. And I always tell them, are you listening to what you, that's what I used to do, that I do no more. But because you are doing it, you expect me to continue to do it. See, when God elevating you, taking you to another dimension in him, a lot of people ain't going to like it because they're going to look at you like you're not supposed to, you know, excel. No one around you is supposed to excel. You may be that one person in your household, in your lineage, to cause your family, your household, to come into Christ. Save them. Because God is using you to reach to them. Are you allowing God to do so today in your life? Again, he gives us free will. He said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. Who are you going to serve today? Are you going to serve your creator? Or are you going to serve the enemy today? And he don't mind taking you in. Trust me, he don't mind taking you in. He will take you in and make you believe that you have the world. When payment time comes, because he's just only using you for a time. He's just using you for a time. If he used you to draw others out of Christ today, he's using you to make someone's life miserable today. Let us examine ourselves. We are to do this on a daily basis. Examine ourselves. Pay attention to the things that we are saying, that we're doing, how we do it. Pay attention. And ask God to search you today and root up, pluck up everything that is not of God today, that is within you, and create in you a clean heart. Wash you in the blood today. Wash you in the blood of forgiveness. Put on that new man today. Resurrect that new man. Remember I told you all that assignment that Apostle Porter had given us way back when I first started, back in 2004. And that assignment was, in other words, you you changing your mindset. You're going to think positive. You're going to speak positive. And every time a negative thought came into your mind, you had to start back over and over and over again. And we continue doing it because eventually your mindset is going to change. You're going to stop speaking negative. What today, really, what are we resurrecting within us? Are we speaking, I'm not even going to go there just yet. But what are we speaking? The next person that Jesus rose from the dead was Lazarus. Was Lazarus. And Lazarus was showstopper might not be the word, but he was the one that brought light. You know why? Because you see, go to John chapter 11. Let's go to John chapter 11. We gone back to 11. You all know who Lazarus was. Lazarus was Mary and Martha's brother, and they were Jesus' friends. And you all know how to send word to Jesus telling him that Lazarus was sick. And he continued going on to, you know, where he was going. He continued to go on. He didn't turn back because it said Lazarus was sick. And then they came and they told him that he died. And I know you said, but you ain't reading it. Read the entire chapter 11. Read the entire chapter of John 11. Read it. When he died, Jesus made his way now back to Lazarus. He made his way back. Can you say, Lord, resurrect me today? Resurrect these dry bones within me today. Resurrect my spirit man today. Can we say that and allow God to come into our life today? Because when you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, you begin to share in that light. That darkness can no longer be there. Deliverance is being in the midst. And not because you accept him into your life, mean that it's going to be an easy road along the way. It's not. Did you all turn to John chapter 11 yet? We serve an awesome and powerful God, a God that we take for granted, a God that we take for granted. When you get to John chapter 11, go to verse 39. We're going to start from 39. It says, Jesus said, take ye away the stone, Martha. ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? But he's asking her. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried out in loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. And then you have the others, says. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we for this man do with many miracles? Now tell me, God hasn't done a miracle in your life. Those that were sick unto death, that God heal, deliver, and set them free from that sickness. How many today can say, yes, I saw that happen? He healed, delivered, and set them free. See, Lazarus was in there 4 days dead. Can you imagine today someone that was dead 4 days and you see them come back to life? What would you do? Would you say God performed the miracle, or they will see you here and look around, blink their eyes, and you're no longer there? God is still performing miracles in this earth today, and he resurrected Lazarus that was dead for 4 days. If he can do it for him, don't you think he can do it for you too? Don't you think that he can move in whatever situation that you're dealing with today? Don't you think he can move? What do you say? If you believe. If you believe. And he may not move the way that we want him to move, because we want him to move this way. We want him to move that way. We do not say, Lord, your will be done. But we like, Lord, yeah, I need you to move on this situation here today because this, that, and the other, you know. We don't stop and say, Lord, what is your plan in this situation? I know I'm going through this sickness, but Lord, what is your plan for me? Are you, you know, are your plans to heal me, or are your plan to use me in the state that I'm in to help others, because I can still help others even though I am dealing with this sickness. I can bring them awareness to this sickness. I can tell them your word. Sometimes God has to put us in a place where we can listen to him, where we can listen to him and not no one else around us. Because when others are around us, we're so busy with them that God is trying to talk to us, but we're not hearing. Get in that place today. Begin to, you know, the prayer life that you used to have that you don't have anymore. What about resurrecting that in your life today? Yeah. Because you say, what? Pray for what? I don't see nothing happening. I pray to God and I don't see him answering my prayers. But the funny thing is, if you look around, the thing that you prayed to God for, and you see that it was answered, it just wasn't answered the way that you want God to answer it. You didn't pay attention. You didn't look at it like God answered the prayer. He ain't answered the prayer because he ain't answered the prayer the way you wanted to. Maybe saying, well, I'm praying and I'm about to lose my job, but I still lose my job. Okay? You lose your job, but you gain something better, a better job. He gave you a better job. He moved you someplace else. And you say, I got another job, but I'm starting at a lower level, and this is beneath me. You could start at that lower level and move up. But that's not what you was looking for. You was looking for God to keep you here in this job, and, you know, you be promoted within the job. The job maybe wasn't for you. Maybe there is stuff that was going on in the job that he wanted you to separate yourself. And then look at it this way, because sometimes we need to check ourselves, look at our attitudes and how we operate within the workplace. That's what we need to do. Again, examine ourselves. How are we speaking in the workplace? How are we operating in the workplace? See, we want God to move in the mess that we created. And when he don't move, then you want to say, pray to what God? I've been going through all this. Where is the God? The God that you all pray to. Be right there, right there. But we fail to examine ourselves. We fail to take accountability for our own actions. Ask God to forgive us and renew the right spirit within us. Again, renew the right spirit within us. We think that we can talk to people any kind of how and do not expect consequences to come about the way how we talk, the things that we have set out into the atmosphere. Renew your heart today. Renew your mind today. You may have a broken relationship with a family member, and God is telling you today to go to that person and speak to that person allow the spirit of reconciliation within that relationship. But we may be stubborn, stiff-necked, pride, you name all of it. You don't want to go. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. But you expect God to move. We don't tell God what to do. We don't tell him what to do. So today, I'm asking you, ask yourself, what am I resurrecting in my life? Is it good or is it bad? Is it good or is it bad? Is it going to benefit me in the Lord? Or in the eyes of God is, you all know, who are you going to resurrect life into? Encourage someone today. Bring the laughter back into their life, their dreams to light. As we go through not just this week, but on Resurrection Sunday too, when you go to church and you hear your leader ministering to you, take it personal today on what Jesus did for us. He reconciled us back to his Father. He reconciled us back to his Father. Let me tell you, if that in itself don't mean nothing to you, and him dying for your sins don't mean nothing to you, then by all means, you go about your own business. But if it really means something to you and you sit back and you think about your life, think about where he brought you from, and I say where he have brought you from, because some of the things that you got yourself into, I know you wonder, how did you get out of it? Away from God. I'm asking you today to rededicate your life today and accept him into your life as your Lord and Savior. And as you accept him into your life today, find a Bible-believing church, and I will tell everybody, if you lead someone to Christ, check on them. Pray for them. Share your number with them if God beckons on your heart. Check on them. Pray for them. Pray with them. Remember that you was where they are now, but God bring you to this point. This is where God uses you to be a light in someone's darkness, to encourage someone, to strengthen someone. We look for God to do everything, but God uses us. He uses his followers today. Be your brothers and sisters' keeper today. Not just today, every day. Every day, whatever we do, do it with love. do it as you're doing it unto Christ today. I'm trusting that y'all got something out of the message today. You got something out of the message today that will give you hope for you to believe, for you to trust, for you to get to know God. I am trusting today that you got something, if not for yourself, for someone else, that you can share with someone else today. God is good. God is merciful. God is long-suffering. God is a God of many chances. And though we mess up, if we can be humble enough to go before him and ask him today to forgive you for your sins, he is merciful and loving to forgive you today. I appreciate every one of you. I thank you that continually support this. I thank you for sharing the broadcast. I thank you for sharing the message in itself, in conversation, as you talk to others. We take God not for granted. We take this broadcast or any broadcast that is standing on the word of God for granted. I urge you not to. I urge you not to take the Bible for granted. But resurrect that time that you sit today and spend time with God. Spend time reading his word. I love and appreciate you all. I'm trusting that tomorrow you will tune in to the broadcast. Bring a friend, tell a friend about the broadcast. Remember, for those of you that would listen at a later date, listening on another device, again, the calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry, and go ahead and click on the link. How about as you click on the link, before you click on the link, just go ahead and make a comment and let us know how you enjoy the word. Maybe you would like to give your testimony, or God has laid it upon your heart to speak about something. Again, that calling number is 347-857-3925, and go ahead and press the number 1. Amen. Remember, take no one or nothing for granted. For none of us know the day nor the time that God will call us home to him. Amen. Till then, be blessed.
Stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
I let go.
I let go
and I let it.
God,
let him have.
Let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.